our show was sold. We've already recorded our video reaction to Taemin's Guilty. That's G-U-I-T-Y. Mm-hmm. R-L-Y, excuse me. I'm so excited.
And I am Jen.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I was Jen, so why are you jumping to it already saying you're Jen? Are you jumping the track?
Because you didn't say it.
Because I didn't say it. Am I supposed to say it? Don't mind me. I'm like happy-go-lucky. Did you all not see Taemin's video? I mean, it was so intense. It was like pulled you in. It was sad. It was like incredibly crafted. I mean, what more can we say for our very talented Taemin? I it was like, wow. It left me speechless in the beginning because I didn't know if I want, because I was holding back tears.
Right.
Because it was kind of sad. But the way he sang the song, the way he danced to the song, the way that he took us basically by the hand and saying, these are thoughts I have in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm sharing this with you. And so now we're going to dive into the rest of his album. And we're going to watch the lyric videos. And if you want to join with us, we'll have Jen here, because I'm Jen and she's Jen. And we're going to have her tell us which one that we're going to start with. And we're going to go in order. Obviously, we've done Guilty already. But we're going to listen, pause, come back, discuss, and then move on. And when we post this, you guys will be able to go ahead and give us your input and what you thought, because we love hearing from you guys. So, first song, Jen?
The first song is The Rizness.
The Rizness. Now, what is The Rizness? I wonder he was thinking, because, you know, in New York, when you are up and down Fifth Avenue, you know, you're putting on the Ritz because you're going to shows, you're going to plays, you know, so Rizness.
Did you want me to look it up?
Do you want to look it up? I'm curious. I'm curious what Rizness is supposed to mean. I mean, it's not a word I use.
It's a slang term.
For what?
To describe someone's overall level of charisma and charm.
Ooh! Well, I would say he's got the Riz. To me, I would have said, because I'm a Gen X kid, I would say he's got the Mots. Because he is like top apple, know? So, without further ado, we're going to go listen to the Rizness. And we'll come back and we will share our thoughts. So, hang in there with us. Be right back. Sit down, listen up. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Wow. I actually dig this song. I dig the lyrics. He's basically like, okay, you want to know my story? Sit down and listen. I would use rougher words, but, you know, but this is his Riz. You know, that's his charisma. That's his thing. That's how he does things. There's a couple of parts I probably would have changed, like over the chorus, sit down and listen up, or the pre-chorus, sit down and listen up, or whatever it is. I think the Robotron voice, or whatever it is, should have been a little lower, because it covered his voice. So, even though I knew what the lyrics were, I can faintly hear them, I think Taemin's words should have been heard over that. That should have been like a filler in the back.
Yeah.
That's just me, because I do digital and audio recording and stuff. That's what I went to school for. I don't want to see the vocal, the main vocal, be overthrown by something like that. But that's just me. Other than that, I liked it. What did you think of it?
I thought it was probably the most different song he's ever done, to be honest. I like the vibe of the song. I'm not a big fan of rap, so I'm not the best person to judge this song.
Yeah, I know.
I liked the song. Like I said, I liked the vibe of the song. And I do agree with what you said there in that one part. But I don't know. I don't know exactly what to say because...
Well, I also find it funny because that's what I, you know, I tapped you because I know what you're doing over there. I was trying to get your attention. But when he said, I'm like, ice?
Yes.
And I was like, ah, it's keys. This is probably supposed to have been keys and he's probably stole it.
Well, yeah, because he's cool as.
Yes, because he's cool as ice. But Desperado, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like one of them sang Desperado when they went to Spain.
Well, they sang Despacito.
No, he sang Despacito.
Yeah, he did. But I don't know if anyone else sang Desperado, but...
But... I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. It was just weird. Mm-hmm. It's just a little connections.
Yeah.
To things from the past. Or to other Shiny members. Because, like, the ice, that just, like... I was like, wait a minute! And to me, this song... did, in a way, feel more like a Keys song, but Taemin owned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Taemin said, uh-uh, this is my song. I'm doing it my way, and he owned it. So sit down and listen up. So I actually enjoyed it. So we're going to go on to the next song, and what song is that?
The next song is She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not.
Oh, my God, it's like taking a flower and plucking the petals.
Yeah.
She loves me, she loves me not. Well, I love you, Taemin, but do you love me? Do you love me not? No, I'm just kidding. We're all like that. Yes, I snort it. You don't like it? That's too bad. Because I'm cute. Anyway, we'll be back. Oh, wow. Okay, so he pulled a key.
He did.
He sang a very sad song with a good beat. And again, I'm going to complain because the background singers were louder than him on certain lines. And you should never do that to a vocalist. It's just me. Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to hear what the message he is trying to give if they're over him? You know, either bring them down to his level or just below him so you can hear what he's saying because he is soft-spoken when he speaks. So, and the way he was singing the song, he was using chest to, you know, more of a chest voice to say it than, you know, mid or head range. So... And when you throw in three or four more voices over that and that they're louder, and what I mean by louder, their particular part is louder than the rest of the song. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to hear the actual singer.
I mean, there's one part where I think it kind of goes. That part where there's like the yelling.
Yeah.
Like, what should I do, or whatever. Yeah, like, that part I thought was kind of neat.
That can be as loud, because it's like, in the head, and, you know, the friends are all like, what should I do?
Yeah.
And but then when he goes back, she loves me, she loves me not. They do not need to be louder than him, because they're, to me, that's stealing his thunder.
It just has an eerie,
very.
It's very eerie. It almost, I don't want to say, it's not like a music box, but it's kind of like, it has kind of an artificial kind of a sound, and I'm wondering if that's why they did that with the voice, is they were trying to, because it makes it sound more kind of off-putting, which is kind of what the vibe of the song was, you know what I mean?
But... I don't know. I just, it to me, it was really difficult to hear him. That or bring Taemin's voice up a little bit more that you could still hear him. Because to me, Taemin was being drowned out.
I mean, maybe that was the whole point. I don't know. Who knows?
Unless that was his mind, supposedly, talking. You know, different stages of his life, but I don't know that. I do like how this, it's this one, is it not? That's kind of wrapped into, or was it the last one? Don't mind me.
Wrapped into what?
The Guilty.
I think this song is definitely more, because this one, it talks about going through the memories.
Right, that's it. Yep. The going through the memories. Yes. So this is that one. Yeah, don't mind me. I got too much music in my head. I got the music in me. I got the music.
But he also talks about dreaming and dreams and stuff, which makes me think I'm never going to dance again, because pretty much every song on that album was mentioning dreaming in some way.
You know, and a dream is a wish your heart makes. And when you love someone or love something or miss someone or miss something, you know, and you wish for it to be there, you know, that is your heart, you know, making a wish. It's a dream. It's something you want. Can't help it. I'm a Cinderella fan. I am so Cinderella. I just, you know, in a sense. So
are we ready for the next one?
Yeah. So what is that next one?
It's called Not Over You.
Oh, wow. Do we see a pattern here? Okay, we'll be right back, everyone. Hang in there. Oh my god, everyone, this song.
It's a good follow-up song from the last one.
Yeah, most definitely. I did start to tear up because this is a really heartbreaking song.
With a good beat.
Yes. Oh, a tangled web we wave, when first we practice to deceive.
Please call me, please call. Oh, sorry.
Even though I told you don't call me, I need to hear from you. Just need to make sure you're all right. you know, can't help it. Some people might know what we're talking about. Some people probably don't care. I do feel bad for him, but, you know, we all, how do I say this? We all live and learn. We all fail. We all find another intellectual lesson to gain wisdom from when we fail. Hence, that was what fail means. And when we have fear, you don't forget everything and run. You actually face everything and rise. So be the phoenix that you are and keep rising. That's all I can say, you know. The song was definitely tugs at the heartstrings. It almost made me cry. There's a lot of pain in that song. There's a lot of, you know, hurt in that song. And we all live and learn. We all make mistakes. That's part of being a human being. But you can't beat yourself up every day from it, you know. You just got to grab yourself, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and say, I got this! And go charge into the next adventure. So, next adventure is the next song. So
and that is A Night Away.
A Night Away. Ooh.
And it's funny because the song we were just talking about mentioned night a lot in it.
Yes, it did.
So I wonder if this is going to lead us into the next song here.
It probably will.
Or maybe it'll just totally veer off into something else.
Who knows? But if you stay tuned and follow the lyrics along with us, since we're telling you what they are, you'll know where we're at. Ready? So we'll be back. Okay. Tay, have you found a new love? I'm kind of curious with this song. Talks about having a broken heart after a bad breakup and having a cold heart, and this person warms your heart. Or are you dreaming about possibly having a new love? We've got questions. We would like to have some answers. Can we do an interview?
Yeah, I don't even if I've got an interview, I don't think it actually
say. I don't think he would say. No, he'd be like, I got the key to my lock. Sorry. But yeah, you know, I like the beat.
Yeah, it's a very
it's a fun song, and like sounding.
But it's, so far I think it's the more chill, I think, of all the songs we've heard.
It is. It's just like...
It is a very sensual song.
Yes. It's like, I want to be more with you, but, you know, you do bring me warmth. I do kiss your cheek. But it's like, right now, that's as far as I would go kind of thing. That's, you know, but we know Taemin. Taemin, what are you telling us? Is there someone new?
You know, I shared what I thought the song I know. I want to say that.
No. I'm just saying. I am being, like, you know, I'm putting seeds out there. Anyone's got any input, let us know. But that's the vibe I get. I get the vibe that, yes, he might have gone through heartbreak. Yes, he's probably had a frozen heart for a while, a cold heart. Is maybe scared or whatnot. And maybe there is someone new. Who knows? Or, like, again, it could just be a song. We don't know that.
We don't know that. But, I mean, it does seem like there's a story being told. Yes, regardless, because the songs kind of fit together. Yes, they
do. And we know how these boys like to do that. They're always trying to, you know, tell their story. And so, for all we know, you know, who knows? But the story is going to come to a close because the next song is...
Blue.
And you know what? That's my nickname.
Well, it's also Onu's song.
I know.
But I don't think it's the same song.
I don't think it's the same song either. You know, I actually thought, wouldn't that be something if Taemin sang Onu's song Blue? But we know that. But what if it's a song for me?
I don't think
Because
so.
My call sign is Blue Eyes, and I go by Blue, and I play League of Legends, and I was going by Blue, and I changed it to Cosmic Goddess. So, but I will always be Blue Eyes Dragon, so.
All right, well, let's see how he ends the story here.
Yeah, let's see. So, we're going to go listen to Blue. You should too, and then join us right back. See you in a bit. Talk about that.
Okay.
I love this song. It's kind of upbeat. I love the wind. Mm-hmm. I actually like to play with the wind. My eyes are blue, hence that. But there's a feeling of underlining happiness that I get with this song. Mm-hmm. Even though there is sadness, but there is this happiness. And Jen was making a point before I got this thing to start rolling. And I want to come off of that point with her. What were you saying?
Like, when people think of the color blue,
uh-huh.
It's usually not what you just said, right?
Right.
Like, happiness. And- right. You know, all that, the good feelings and, like, a positive vibe, that kind of thing. But the song is very uplifting, the sound of it. And, I don't know, I got the feeling that it was kind of, like, trying to take that color and accept, like, any kind of sadness or whatever, any association of that.
Because blue can be reckoned. Blue can be used as, well, I'm blue, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're sad, you know, and like Blue Man did a song, Blue, mm-hmm. that's talking about, you know, being depressed, having anxiety, walking around, you know, with gray clouded skies.
Right. But it's like turning that color and kind of seeing the potential.
Right.
Like blue sky.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking.
Right.
About.
So it's kind of like taking, it's like, I accept that I am maybe sad or maybe things aren't great.
Right.
Right. And maybe I will always be that way.
Right.
But I'm also going to try to see things in a more positive light. And especially with the last line where he, you know, he kind of closes it by saying that it's him.
My like, own blue.
Yeah.
Color
like he's
blue.
The dazzling blue. Or whatever.
And I look at that as like, okay, coming off of what you're saying, you know, even though people see that as a sad color, and now this person is seeing it you know, for what it is. He's accepting for what, you know, he's going through as that this is something I can work with.
Right.
I don't have to be trapped in a state of mind where I feel blue.
Mm-hmm.
That the sky, and that's what I felt like with the wind. Right. I felt so when the wind blows through your hair and you're looking up, mm-hmm. and you see that beautiful blue sky,
right?
And that means the sky's the limit. You mm-hmm. can do anything,
right?
You can achieve anything. There is mm-hmm. no limitation right. at right. all whatsoever,
right?
And it's just like if you stand on the edge of the shore and you look out and there's beautiful crystal clear blue water or turquoise water that you can literally walk out up to your waist and look down and see your feet. There is mm-hmm. no limitation there either because you can like swim all over right. the place. There's no restrictions. Stop putting restrictions on yourself. Stop making yourself feel blue and look to the blue. Look at the dazzling water. Look at the dazzling sky. Look at the right. diamonds in the sky mm-hmm. at night, the stars. Just because it looks like it's black, it's just a dark shade of blue because the sun's not shining on it, but the moon is. There's endless possibilities. Don't close yourself off for being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though things may not go always right, don't close yourself off for finding those happy moments. Only you can make yourself happy. Things can bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to say, you know, enough is enough. Today, I'm going to look to that sky. I don't care if there's clouds in it or not. If I see one little sheer little sprinkle. And I said sprinkle because it's like a freckle, but it's even, uh-huh. it's sparkly. Blue. Then the rest of it can go away for all I can see because that blue is what I'm focusing on. Because that's where I'm going. The sky is the limit. You know, nothing can hold me back. Nobody gonna break my stride. Yeah, you know, that's it's yeah. just, you know, and this song, even though there was sad lyrics in it, it was like he was telling himself, I'm not going to let this stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to succumb to the pain and my anxiety and my depression. They don't have me.
Mm-hmm.
I have that, but they don't have me. I control them, mm-hmm. that anxiety, that depression. Mm-hmm. It does not control me. I'm still reaching for that sky. I'm still going to go swim in that blue water. I'm still going to look in the people's eyes and smile and say thank you and be grateful for everything I have because that's what makes me, me. That's what makes me happy. I'm going to share my life. I'm not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that song makes me feel. So you and I were both going in the same direction with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're basically saying the same yeah. thing. And I do think, especially with this album, I do think it does kind of tell a story.
Yeah.
Because if you think about where we started, which was Guilty.
Right.
This is kind of like, the color blue is one of those things where it's like, it is kind of a, like, it's kind of like what in Guilty, where it's like the good and the bad, right?
Right, right, right.
And it's almost like that's still there.
Yes,
it's probably not going to go away.
Right,
but you can choose to look at the color, however you decide to look
exactly.
at the color.
Right? See, and another thing too, a lot of people that don't work in the corporate world,
mm-hmm.
Black is your basic color, but when you are going up in front of people, blue, navy blue is, and it's a blue color, it's just darker, is the empowerment color. You normally wear navy blue
mm-hmm.
to a job interview or to a powerful meeting, whatnot. You're the one that gets attention. You're the one they are going to listen to because there's something embedded in their mindset because this is something that they're used to working with and working with these people in the corporation, that blue is definitely the power color black is your basic color. Blue, mm-hmm. anyone who wears blue is making a statement. If you're in the Western culture and you're wearing red, honey, you got some issues and it's all about you. That's how they see it, you know, and then people can, you know, wear other colors, but blue is you're normally, you have a value that's listened to. It's a powerful color. So, and any shade of blue can be very powerful. Hello, aqua blue is very powerful for us Shawas. We love you boys. So we see Jen and I hone in every time we're out shopping. Shiny! It's not aqua blue, it's shiny! Everything's shiny! You know, because that's, it makes us happy. You know, because you guys bring us joy. So, Shawas, you probably are the same way when you see their color. And you're probably the same way when you see your favorite color, like whether it's pink or green or brown or black or purple or the combination of them or even yellow. You know, when you see something that resonates with you and makes you happy, you want to run with it. But if something has always, if you always told yourself that you feel blue or you feel down or whatever, and you're trying to basically manipulate your mindset to get into the positive, mm-hmm. you're going to say, nope, that's not right. Blue is a powerful color. Blue right. is the color of the sky, no limitation. Blue is the color of the ocean, no limitation. I have, you know, bountiful blessings no matter what. Mm-hmm. Because blue is powerful.
Right.
It's positive. Mm-hmm. And you can keep and saying those to you, powerful and positive. And that can help you.
Right.
And so, just like with Key's album, Mirror, Mirror, was a very, very, very much empowering last song on it. And it does mean a lot. You shouldn't say negative things into the mirror. It's a looking glass. Things get locked in there. And then the more you look at it, it's going to reflect to you and you're going to hear it. So now stand in front of that mirror. And Taman, if you ever listen to this, we love you. Stand in front of that mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself and how much you are reaching for the stars and that the sky is so blue that you know that your dreams and your hopes and your wishes are endless. They're all possibilities. And know that you are loved just for who you are. We don't care what you've been through. We only care the fact that you love yourself and that you keep on making this great music so we got something to listen to and that you keep doing what you love because we're going to support you no matter what. And that goes for the rest of you, Shawas. Don't beat yourself up. Don't ever beat yourself up. And if you're struggling, we have a private group. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay to have your battles. We've all have experienced number of different things in life. We're not perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. Did you catch that? I said we're perfectly imperfect because no one is perfect. It's okay to fall down. Just remember to rise up. It's okay to fail at something. Just know that, it was just a practice run. It took Thomas Edison 99 times to get the light bulb correct. So what if it takes us 10, 20, 15,000 times to do something right? Just remember, you just learn how many times not to do it right so you can do the next time correctly. It's all how you think about it. And yes, it took me a long time to learn that. It wasn't overnight. It wasn't a cakewalk. It was a battle. It was a big battle. But this album was really sad.
This is a side note, but whenever we were listening to Blue, it made me think of Taylor Swift because she loves using colors as references.
Yes, for things. Like red.
She uses colors to describe how the different types of love she's feeling. Mm. So you can kind of tell, like, what if she's in a particular relationship, you can tell what based on what color she's using, how she feels in that relationship.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, so, like, she's always tried to find the gold. Anytime she refers to gold or golden,
mm-hmm.
that means, like, true love.
Oh.
And the only time she's ever used that is with Joe, which is just kind of sad right now.
That is kind of sad.
But I know that's a total side thing, but yeah, it made me think of it, because that's what she uses colors as a symbol for that.
But the colors do mean things.
Yeah, they do.
So,
yeah.
They have a negative and a positive. But you have to stop and think, everything in life, everything has a negative and positive effect to them. Everything has a light and shadow effect to them. It's when we find balance that we find peace.
Mm-hmm.
So find your balance. And Taman, you got this. We believe in you. We have faith in you. My name is Blue, and I love your song, even though it makes me want to cry, because I get it. Oh, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But keep looking up at that sky, everybody, because there's just so many endless possibilities that our life can be. And when you keep reaching for a dream, and you keep doing your thing, it's going to happen. Trust me. I got faith in all of you. So that was our podcast, audio podcast for Taman's album. The last five songs, was it? Because Guilty is the sixth. Is it six songs? See, we even got this stuff sitting right here, and we're not even paying attention.
So, yeah, there's total, so five songs.
Five songs?
Yeah, because there's six total.
Yes, so I was right. Ha, 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 ha. So, but, and we hope you go and video, or watch the video of each song as we did it, and that way you can think about it, and then, like, you know, pop to our page and leave us some messages, or, If and when this drops and I post it to I think you could comment on Apple's podcast.
You can't comment on Spotify.
No, because you can't. I'm trying to work on them with that, though. But it's too much work for them. But Apple, you can. But when I drop it to IG that we've posted it, then you can either leave a message there if you listen to it, or just, like I said, just go to our Facebook page. And just leave us a message underneath it there, because it will be there. So, till next time, I wish you all much love, much happiness, and make sure you take care of yourselves. Eat well, sleep well, drink lots of water, and we'll talk to you, I don't know, next month, maybe? I don't know what's going on. I don't know
I don't know if Shiny's going to come out with a repackage.
Yeah, we don't know yet, because we still don't know what's going on for Onu. And please send Onu messages and let him know how much you love and miss him. And make sure when you reference that you love one of the boys, say, "We love you, Taman," or "We love you, Ki," or "We love you, Minho," or "We love you, Onu," or "We love you, Shiny." And then "I love you," if that's what you also wish to say, too. And use those as hashtags, because we need to let these boys know how much we love them. They've really worked really hard, and they need our support more now than ever. So take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page, and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there. That Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is musicnmystery, and Jin's is callmejinjin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.